When we come to this table, we're coming to remember what Jesus did on the cross, how he gave his life for the world, because he knew that God had a plan for creation. But if I'm honest, I can tell you that when I come to the table, when I take the Lord's Supper, that there's other things that are weighing on my heart and on my mind. And one of them is, I'm always asking the Lord, do you really know me? Like, do you really know what I'm dealing with, what I'm going through? And this has been a theme for my whole life. And I'm sure we all have our own theme of our lives, of what we're trying to, what we really want, you know, from the Lord. Even though we know we're not supposed to focus so much on ourselves, but he made us. We're his creation, and so we know that there are certain things that weigh on our hearts. So mine is knowledge. I always want to know stuff. I want to know, does God know me? Is there more that I can know, that I can find out? So this past week, or actually 2 weeks ago, my aunt Geraldine passed away. And as you guys, I think I've talked about, I have a large family. I have had 11 aunts, and my aunt Geraldine passed, and I found out by text. That was okay, but the problem is that I didn't find out until a week after it happened, because I just didn't see the text. Well, what hurt me is that my brothers and my sister were all on this group chat together, and I'm always responding. Whatever they put out there, I'm responding. Well, I didn't respond, and I just thought that they would know me well enough to know that if I didn't respond, that I probably didn't get the message. So when I finally did talk to my sister about it, she was, you know, kind of flip, you know, and she ended up sending me a screenshot to show me that they really did tell me. You know, but it hurt because I felt like they should have known me, you know. Another instance, I shared with a colleague that I'm thinking about changing jobs again. I love real estate, but I'm having some thoughts about changing. And instead of really hearing me, and it was my bad for bringing it up to somebody who doesn't know me too well, but she proceeded to, you know, instruct me, well, I hope you've really thought this through because, you know, there's a lot of things that could go wrong. And I just thought, you don't know me. You don't know the person that I am. And then, this is kind of funny now, but we went shopping, John and I went shopping, we're thinking about buying a new couch, and I really wanted the glamorous, opulent one, you know, and John was talking to me about the practical one and how we could save money, and we had to have this whole talk in Ashley Furniture. It was quiet, but, and he had to explain to me his point of view, and I wanted him to really understand that it's really important to me to have something that was really nice, not just budget, you know. But we're getting to know each other. 8 years later, we're still getting to know each other. In the last example, a good one is I attended a small class of ladies that are all making changes in their life. They are late bloomers. And talking about how our society really pushes us to know what we're going to do early on, and that we have to follow this path. You graduate and you get married, and then you have a baby. That didn't happen for me. And then you're supposed to follow this linear path, and that sometimes we feel ashamed if our lives don't follow this path. But these other ladies were all kind of in the same place, and I felt like they really knew me. I felt known, and it was so glorious, and I never want to forget that. So what does this all have to do with Jesus? I believe that our Lord demonstrated in his word that we are his creation and that we are known. He knows what is needed to set things straight. He knew the woman at the well. I always go back to her. And she even said, come here, this man who told me everything I did. He really knew her. I think about the rich young man and how Jesus knew that it was going to be a struggle for him to let go of his riches. And, you know, we kind of cluck our tongues about that, like, yeah, he wasn't going to be able to give up his riches. But I think what was amazing is that Jesus knew. He already knew. And I think about Nicodemus, who came to Jesus at night, you know, because he couldn't be seen, you know, in the daytime. So I want to encourage myself, and I want to encourage you that when we come to this table, that Christ knows what is on our hearts. He knows the things that are our lifelong themes, but he also, looking at the bigger picture, he knows what this world needs. He knows what his creation needs. He has a plan. He knows what he's doing. I am not quite sure that, I don't think he micromanages and does every little thing or makes everything perfect, but it just brings me comfort to know that he does know. So please share this meal with me. Dear Father, once again, we come to you to remember that you love us, that you know us, that your plan for creation is to set things back to the way that they need to be. And I pray, Father, that we will lean on that we will trust you, Lord, that will give us courage to go forth in our own lives and as we go out into the world, knowing that you can be trusted. Let's eat the bread. And let's pray before we take the grape juice. Jesus, you shed your blood for us. And Lord, we still don't really get all the repercussions of that. And I don't think we will until you come again, until we're all one. But we thank you, Father. We ask, Father, that we would remember that as we minister to others. Father, that we would share the good news of what you have done for us. Let's take that.